room. Joan Davis speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Fleming. No, we're not serving meat in our tea room tomorrow. There's a meat shortage, you know.
Yeah, a terrible meat shortage. They can't get any cows to kill. Why, on my way down here, I passed a Bull Durham sign, and all it had on it was a Cocker Spaniel. Yeah, I wonder who that can be.
May I come in?
Why, certainly, but you see, we're not really open for business yet.
Well, my name is Wally Brown, and I,
Oh, Wally Brown!
Yeah, anyhow, anyway, my name is still Wally Brown, and
yeah.
I heard you were opening your tea room tomorrow and needed a man to help you.
Oh, you're looking for a job, huh?
Sure.
Well, you know, in a tea room, most of the customers are women. Do you know much about women?
Well, all I know about a woman is if she looks old, she's young. If she looks young, she's old. Mm-hmm. If she looks back, follow her.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, waiting on customers is only one of the jobs, you know. You'll have to set the tables, mop the floors, wash the dishes, and do all the heavy work.
Well, I may not look it, Miss Davis, but I'm strong. I have muscles in my arms, muscles in my shoulders, muscles in my neck, muscles in my... Well, I've gone far enough in that direction, I think, don't you?
Gee, I think you have, too. But you, what makes you think that you'd like working for me, Wally?
Well, gosh, I've heard so much about you. People say you're wonderful fun to work for. They call you the queen of comedy.
Well, now, really, Mr. Brown,
And now that I see you, I agree with them. Really, you are a queen. You have everything a queen should have.
Oh, it's just standard equipment. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't feel too good today.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I've been all nervous about getting everything set for my opening tomorrow, you know. And on the way down here today, I got into a little trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah, I was arrested for driving too slow.
What do you mean, too slow?
The police car caught up with me.
Oh. Well, how fast were you going?
15 miles an hour.
Wait a minute now. 15? You can't be arrested for driving 15 miles an hour.
On the sidewalk?
Oh, on the sidewalk.
So, you see, that's why I've got this worried look on my face.
Well, I don't see any worried look. You look wonderful to me.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, you look kind of snappy yourself. I just love that two-tone outfit you have on, especially that sport coat.
Oh, the coat? Oh, it's just an ordinary coat. Made of mohair.
Yeah? I wonder where Mo gets all that hair. And, gee, you smell kind of pretty, too. What is that you have on?
Ah, this is something called Lover's Lament. It's made of a rare spice, and very rare. In fact, it's very hard to get.
Is that so?
Very hard.
Well, smell this handkerchief, Wally.
Hmm. Gee, that's wonderful. What is it?
Clean linen. You can't get it at all.
You know, gosh, it would be wonderful to have you as my boss. I'd love to work for a girl who's so ludicrous.
Oh, yes, I just love good music. In fact, all us Davises love music. You know why? In Scotland, all of us in the Davis family played the bagpipes.
Oh.
And when we'd walk down the street, everybody would say, "Here comes the Davis clan. Pipe those bags." Are there any questions on that one?
Well, be that as it is, you still haven't answered my question.
What question?
Do I go to work for you in your tea room beginning tomorrow?
Well, yes, I think I will try you out.
Oh, boy, that's great. You know, this is the chance I've been looking for. I'll do everything in my power to make good, too. And now that you've been running your tea room for a year or so, and I'm very new at it, I wonder if there's any advice you can give me to help me.
You really want my advice?
You bet I do.
All right. Come here, Wally. I'm going to talk to you like a Dutch uncle.
Yes?
Ein kleiner Flirt across un bagel Domstag. I wonder if that means anything.
You know, frankly, I haven't any idea what you're talking about. Not even the slightest inkling.
The slightest whatling?
Inkling. Don't you know what an inkling means?
Oh, sure. When two fountain pens get married, they have a little inkling.
Gosh, I didn't think you knew, but, Really, Joan, I'm certainly glad you're going to give me the chance of working with you. You know, I've always dreamed of living out here in California and basking in the beautiful sunshine.
Basking in the what?
In the sunshine.
Why, Wally, do you think it's always like this?
Isn't it?
Listen, Wally. Here in California, people are proud of the climate, always fair.
And when a cloud appears, they shed no tears. They never will admit it's there. All the weather outside is appalling. The Chamber of Commerce is stalling. They hasten to explain. Tis the rain. And the weatherman is frowning, 'cause the ducks in his pond are drowning. But he stubbornly maintains, tis the rain. And the Hollywood Bowl is jammed. Every seat in the place is sold out. While the people enjoy Chopin, they're sitting there fishing for trout. Heard a man remarking as the troops were disembarking from a battleship at Fifth and Main. Tis the rain. I see the cottages floating by, hear the lightning and thunder crash, and the water is getting high. As high as your father's mustache. When April showers come down this way, true Californians brush them away. For when it's raining, here's their excuse. They say it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining orange juice. They insist that the sun is beaming. You can hear the natives screaming as they disappear down the drain. Tis the rain.